Card on this call. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this call of More Clients, More Fan. Today is Thursday, April 19, 2018, and we have a wonderful group of people here. And let's start. I'm going to mute you all just to secure the mute all the sound quality here of the recording. And we love to start in the beginning of these calls with sharing some wins. From big ones, new clients, new contract, to small ones, one step in the right direction, a lesson learned, and an intention that you want to put up there, and then the rest of the call to laser coaching to help you to really to move forward in whatever direction you decide. So who wants to start? Julie, go ahead.
I did an OTR.
And good job, first of all. So you put everything together. You did the online round table for people that are not familiar with the term OTR. That is really a more friendly and more appealing webinar of a way of bringing people of many. Did you, most of these connections were people that you were working in LinkedIn through the waterfall technique, or your connections in general?
Some were connections in general. Some were past clients.
Mm-hmm.
And like the people that showed up were past. Oh, I got the whole enchilada. I covered the gamut. So I had past clients. Former colleagues, and then I had some new people that are right square dead on in my target market.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I didn't use the waterfall. I did a second connection pull out of LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used our resource over in the Philippines, Pretty,
mm-hmm.
helped me grab those email addresses, and then that's who I aimed at. So my list was like 400.
Okay, so for a 400 list of that second degree connections, mm-hmm. you got how many people saying yes to the event or coming to the event?
So it was about 20 that said yes to the event.
RSVP.
So it's it's in quotes, yes. So send me the recording or yes, I'll be there.
And how many show up?
11.
Perfect. It's okay. 50% of the RSVPs showing up is okay. It's very good. So perfect. And now I presume you are doing the follow-up.
Yes, and that's one of the laser coaching things I'd like.
Perfect. Love it. But work well done. Love it. When I was thinking about the waterfall technique, one thing that Andy did very efficiently, the people that he connect with the waterfall technique and he kept nurturing, mm-hmm. then he invite them to the round table.
They were invited.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good.
The radio silence people.
Yes, but good. It's just too busy. The things, it's good to know that you are there. It's a great way of keeping in touch. So well done. One other
share. I just want to do a shout out to Meredith, because we were talking between the kind of the initial email, and one of the suggestions she made around going with second connections. So it was second and first connection. So just to clarify, but those second connections don't know me that well.
Mm-hmm.
So her suggestion around, reaching out and starting the connection process with them was a good one, because I think I got some better response because they...
So you had to message for the first connections and the tailor message for the second connections, because ones are lukewarm, they know you, the other ones were cold.
Yeah. And I reached out on LinkedIn to connect to them too.
Perfect.
So there was a lot of a lot of love and affection.
Yes. And the sales touching points, that is important. Yeah. Okay. So love it. And you will have because you are the first one sharing the win, you will be the first one to have the laser coaching. So wonderful. Anybody else wants the deal? Share a win, get a laser coaching, or just share a win because you'll like to celebrate here together. Okay, Mary, if you just unmute yourself.
I did. Thank you. I, for 12 years, have served on our strategic planning committee for our school district, and we had a meeting, a four-hour meeting this morning, and I just am on cloud nine when I think about the work that's been done. It's just absolutely inspiring.
Love it. Thank
good
you.
Good contacts.
Wonderful. So keep nurturing them, and that is good. That giving back is very, very important. Anyone else would like to share a win? Just raise your hand and mute. Let's see. Let me pull out the chat here. And if we don't have another win to celebrate here together, I'm celebrating that we are together here. That is always wonderful. And let's go. I have a puppy here celebrating. My doggy is also calling my attention, but I'm going to ignore him. So if you hear a barking, please, we'll go away the barking quite soon. And let's, Kitty, yes, go ahead.
Okay, I did think of both.
Yeah, very low. Let me see if I can go here higher. Maybe you don't have because I'm seeing that you have a good mic there, but maybe you don't have it selected. Now it's muted. Okay, yeah. Now I can listen a little bit, but like a long distance. No, it's not better. Do you see on Zoom that you can select the input for the mic? Make sure that you have your mic plug and on. And then if you are selected there, and now, yeah, but now, no. And okay,
now,
okay, now. Okay, now it is on, yes.
Now it's on, okay. I don't know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take up that much time. I was going to just share, you know, I've been working with you all for a while. I'm continue to listen when I can on the weeks that you have your call. I'm still using duck soup. I know some people have moved on to other things, but duck soup still works for me. So I'm still plodding right along. Since the last time I shared with you all, I have two group coaching cohorts going.
Yes.
This week I was interviewed for a podcast with a guy that I met through LinkedIn. It was short and sweet, but it was still an opportunity to get some exposure out beyond my little audience. And the reason I decided to share was one of the other teachers in my geographical area reached out to me out of the blue a couple weeks ago and wants to collaborate on a webinar that we will do together. I will offer the content. She will do the promotion, and she's done this a few times, so she's gotten kind of good at it. And I'll be sharing one of my signature webinar programs with her audience as well as promoting it to my audience. And we're going to charge perhaps a $25 fee and then split the proceeds. And so I'm excited about that. I'll be putting the slide deck together for that shortly.
Love it.
Just wanted to share.
Can I give a feedback in terms of language?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the language is very powerful, you know that.
I do know.
And sometimes we are not aware of our own language. You said my little audience.
Yes, I
think maybe your wonderful, important audience.
And they're not even that little. I have 1,500 people on my list, so I don't know why I called them little.
Yeah.
But
wonderful. And now the more teachers is your audience.
Yes.
Teachers are finding their voice.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you taking advantage of writing something about all these teaching movements and of their finding a voice? Are you taking, because PR-wise?
I'm writing a book even as we speak. I stopped on the writing in order to speak. But yes, I'm into chapter 7 of a new book.
And meanwhile, write an article with what you are thinking.
I have a blog, and I was running into some problems, technical problems with it. So I have a sitelock.com working on the back end of that today, and we'll get that.
Yeah, because
try to post once a week.
And put tag, even if you see something on the news, NPR, any of the TV, big networks, use that as a prompt to write something and tag them and put their website, because you can, this sometimes of riding the wave of the media, you can fall into the eyes of somebody in NPR that is looking for a specialist in something. So that it can lead to more media exposure.
I do write also for Forbes.com.
Perfect. But use the hashtags that they are using. Just become very visible and timely, because in terms of the news and free media exposure of the traditional media, they is this new cycle. If you have something that is relevant for the new cycle, for instance, if there is any author that wrote a book about first ladies of the President of the United States, they are going to be interviewed this week.
Got you. Right.
Because it's the news cycle.
As far as timely, all the teacher strikes that have been happening in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Even there in Arizona.
Yes, Rev Forever.
Yes, I know. Arizona, Colorado, Oklahoma, West Virginia. Yeah.
They are finding their voice, and hopefully they will.
It's been a while, but they are finally finding their voice.
So, okay, wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
So now let's go to the happy share of the laser coaching. We will start with Julie. And if any of you here on the call have a specific topic, something that you like to brainstorm about here with the group on our feedback. So Paul, you go next. So I will do Julie. Then Paul and anybody else, just please raise your hand or write in the chat room. That way I will manage the time, because if I only have two people, I will take advantage of it. And if we have more people, we will be also more efficient and laser focused. So go ahead, Julie.
Okay, so I'd just like some input from you guys on my follow-up email.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got two, and they're kind of versions of the same. Yeah. So one goes to the attendees, and then the other one goes to the... So here's my question. Goes to the people that requested the recordings, and then do I also send it to the whole list, or...
That is always a default. So what software do you use? Milkshake for sending this out?
Yeah. Yep. Mailshake. Yep.
So you know people that open?
I know people that opened, and I know the people that said I'm in. So I've got that. I've got that pulled out.
So let's start with the things that are easy. I think it's really, how to say, you have to customize a little bit the language for the people that were there, the 11 people that were there, and then the 9 that say RSVP and were not there. Mary can remind us again, because she did that in a very effective way, and she learned some lessons about the call to action. So a baby step, usually, what is the call to, let's focus first on that tool. What is the call to action that you are asking for the people, the 11 that were there?
I'd like to get on a call.
Okay, so can you show us, can you share the screen with the copy?
Yes.
And I will ask Merit, please time in, because you really have experience on that, and you are incredible with the language, with the nuance of the language. So... You have here, let me put this bigger.
Okay, yep.
Because the copy, and copy, obviously, in terms of feedback of the copy, if you ask 10 people, possibly you are going to get right. 10 people different opinions about. We always have to see things in context. What is right. what we are trying to create? So I think your intention is to get people on the phone.
Yeah.
Correct? So let's, keeping that in mind.
That's the call to action highlighted there for you.
Yeah. And these are the people that were on the call.
Yes,
the attendee. Their first name. Thank you for joining me yesterday or today or last week or this week for online roundtable discussion on how to extend leadership learning beyond the workshop. It was great to hear everyone's ideas and different practices that your organization are using. Perfect. Click. And because they are 11,
yeah.
I even, if I could personalize more that first mm-hmm. paragraph, uh-huh. I almost in this, for this 11, I almost will go email by email. I have the template, copy yes. and paste, but then personalize that. I really like the input that you gave about this. And that you, just yeah. personalize a little bit there. Click this link to access the recording. Below is a quick recap of some of the highlights. What are the challenges facing your companies? And this is a video call?
Yeah, it was the Zoom call, and these are the timestamps.
And you are using YouTube? How you are sharing the file? Which format?
Good question. This link is actually, you can share the link from Zoom. Put it on YouTube?
No. So you record it on the cloud.
Yep.
Okay. So you would record it on the Zoom cloud and you can share there. No, it's okay. Sometimes we have to be strategic about where do we post and how do we post, mainly if there is a time limit that we want to take the things out. Understand?
Yes. Yep.
That in some, for this 11, I think is not a problem. But when we do bigger numbers, sometimes we have to add the incentive of a time limit. The call is going to be available until, otherwise people don't, we don't put the timeline, people don't see it.
Okay.
And if it's that case, YouTube can be, and then you can just change, bring that video down from YouTube as unlisted. There are different ways of making it happen. But we, again, we have to know how to do it.
Right.
And then you have the timestamps there. Wonderful. If you will be interested in continue the conversation over coffee, virtual of life, click here to access my calendar. Or if you are open to continue the conversation over coffee, virtual or live. There are different ways of saying it. Thank you again for joining me for this great conversation. Hope to see you again at the future OTR. If you put OTR there at the end, I will put OTR online roundtable discussion. I will put that reminder there because they are not so familiar with the discussions, I think, or a future. You have a singular, a future around this. If you put the S plural, you have again take the A whatever works better. And English is not, so you make sure to read for the editing English. Mary, do you want to chime in? Any suggestions here?
Yes, I was just looking at the email that I had written before. Julie, one thing that wasn't clear to me in that paragraph that you have highlighted is whether it would be a one-on-one or group conversation. It's obvious to you because you know what you mean. But if someone just reading it cold, I thought, continue the conversation. So are you thinking about a group conversation?
Okay.
So, and you might even put it in the form of a question. What I had... That I'll tell you, these words worked really well. So after you have your summary, in fact, why don't I just copy this into
the chat?
the chat and then everybody can have it. Hold on just a second.
Cool.
Because my opening sentence, well, I'll just put the whole thing. What the heck? That'll be easier. Hold on. Just plug that over here. I think it'll copy this much. Let's see. Yep.
Okay.
So that way everybody can look at it and I can kind of analyze it as we go.
Mm-hmm. So it's in the chat room. Let's see if I can share the chat room here.
Everybody see the chat?
I think otherwise tell me. I think I cannot.
This was the follow-up I sent after Andy and I had done a session similar to what you did, Julie, only it wasn't. We didn't have as great of a engagement as you did in yours. But that second paragraph, I'm hoping you can help me with something, is really powerful in many ways because people like to help other people. And so you're kind of setting out, I'm hoping you can help me. And to say, I'd like to learn more about what's worked or hasn't for your programs. Some people did, you know, participate, obviously. But then would you be open asking a question as opposed to stating it? Would you be open to having, and I called it a 15-minute virtual cup of coffee with me by phone or Zoom. So I give them the choice. And so I make it easy for them to say yes by saying, you know, just say yes and to reply. And what happened then is when they replied, if they said yes, then my message back to them was, you know, great, thanks. And here's the link to my calendar. Feel free to set up a 30 minutes instead of 15 if you'd like. And several of them did. So, you know, it was, it really, those were some really good, effective conversations. So feel free to grab any of that that's useful for you.
And Mary, thank you so much for sharing this because I really like the separation. It's the baby step. You are giving the, but here is my calendar link. And even if they want to say yes, oh my gosh, I have to go there and a calendar, I have to compare to calendar is lots of, can be a lot of work.
Yeah.
Replying yes in their phone is easy. So you always want the baby step. So I love this structure that she has is because you are just asking something that remember most of these people are going to read your message on a mobile device.
Right.
So you want to, and if they have to schedule in the mobile device, it's complicated. It takes more than a couple of seconds. So you want yes or no.
The other thing about it is I'm not making assumptions.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no pressure. I think that's the key thing I learned years ago from this one sales course. What can you do to reduce or eliminate any pressure that people might feel?
Okay.
And so using words like, I'm hoping you can, and would you be open, and just asking for a simple yes.
Yes.
As Anna said, doesn't require a big commitment or anything complicated for them to do.
It's just what and the other thing, if they say yes, and then you send the calendar link and they don't reply, you can go to a follow-up saying, I know that things, life gets busy and maybe it got buried in your inbox. I would love to speak. Or even phone them directly because if they are first degree connections, you, hey, I'm just, I know that you said yes and then you didn't. I know, so sometimes if you have a time now, let's speak or let's set the time that is convenient for you.
Okay.
And I'm going to share
authorization to follow up.
Yeah. Great.
Here's what I sent.
I use this all the time, Meredith.
Good. Yeah. It just kind of got mixed in with that other. I can't really change it. But this thing, if I know how things can get buried in my inbox, this was my second email. So anybody that didn't respond to the first one, I did a subject line, putting this back at the top of your inbox.
It works great.
And then all I did is I forwarded, you know, I clicked the forward button and then I put their email address in it. And then I put putting this back at the top of your inbox at the top of it. And then that's all I added above the original message. And so, that worked great to get more responses. And
so that these kind of nuances, baby steps.
Yeah.
And then if they say yes, that gives you permission to follow up with them even more than once. If they say yes and they didn't book, and you can say, I know that some people get crazy with scheduling links. And it's true, some people, their eyes got, it's like Excel spreadsheets. They hate scheduling links. Other people love it. So you never know. So ask the yes first and then have a follow-up from there. Just before Mary mutes herself again here, how did you already have these conversations with one that say yes? And how do they yes. went?
Yes, and I did. I've had all of them now, and they went really well. And I took Paul's suggestion, which was to send a small gift afterwards.
Perfect.
So while I'm on the phone or Zoom talking to them, I'll just ask for their mailing address. And I send them a handwritten note, and then I ordered off of this site called personalizationmall.com a mug that had their initial and their name with a quote on the other side of it, just as a thank you. I think that those kind of touches
makes a big difference.
You know, and then I'm now following up with them again, because in some cases towards the end, they would ask me about what we have. And so then I sent them some links or attachments or both about our products. So I'm in the process of following up with them.
So you are building now the relationship to do them a demo.
Right, exactly. Perfect. That's my ultimate next step.
Yes, perfect. Okie dokie. And sometimes after you do this in 101 follow-up, Mary, that's just to give an idea there, you even call these people, and mainly if you do another, you start to build a group of people that show some interest but didn't really beat the bullet. Think about the possibility of creating a webinar, a Zoom, just with a demo. I'm going to do a demo and be answer question and answer, because some people just, they are interested but not enough for the 101, and they feel less pressure.
Great idea.
The group, and you can invite them to the group demo.
Great.
Yeah.
And then I will. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Now back to back Julie. Can you share the screen again? And I just see Paul with the, so I'm spending a lot of time because I think this is helpful for everybody. Okay. I know that I'm reserving time here for Paul. So Paul has his time. But I don't see any other hands up. So I'm really trying to go in deep now with Julie and after with Paul.
So I've cut and pasted a bunch of Meredith's stuff in here. So now it's really jumbled up. So.
And don't worry. Just let it be jumbled up. Yeah. And then no, but let it there at the top.
Yeah.
Like you had before. You had something, what did you now copy and paste out?
Here's Meredith's stuff. I'd like to learn more about what's good.
Yes.
Would you be open?
Yes.
Supply, yes. So I'm going to figure out how to.
Perfect. That. But she had another phrase there. I'm hoping you can help me on something.
Yes.
That maybe you can put like seeding that in the beginning of the copy or something similar, even before here's the link to the recording.
Okay. Yep.
So you see that, you give, and then you close the asking. And maybe you have to work the language there.
Yeah.
Good. But before, okay, understand the idea?
Oh, yes, I get it.
You open the loop, you give them something, and then you close the loop with ask.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Okay, so the next one. So this is the hottest ones, the people that were there, the people that interact with you is the first ones that you want to follow up.
Right.
Then the second ones are the people that say yes, but didn't show up.
Right.
I'm sorry that you were unable to join us to the online learning readers. You are calling them different names. both are good names. Just try to be consistent, because otherwise you will get confused and get them confused.
I am confused.
So online learning leaders roundtable. I like OLLR. OLLR. And what is that? The one bring, can you scroll up there?
Online roundtable discussion.
ORD. I like online learning leaders roundtable. Let's online learning.
I'm trying to aim it higher.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when people see that, I add an SVP of HR in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
If that resonates with the target market that you are aiming, mm-hmm. I like the online learning leaders roundtable. Just keep that constant.
It's not too much of a mouthful.
Let it be. They are reading online learning leaders roundtable. Online, you can put OLLR for short in front. To refer.
Okay.
And even in the live call, you can say online learning leaders roundtable. For my program that I recently launched, I even did a poll in the group about names, and then I was so happy. I came with 4 times your year, and okay. I was so proud of it until I start to do the videos and I realized that I had built myself a tongue twister. 4 times your year, and not year, it's year. And now from there, I changed to 4 times your success. That is much easier for me to say in a video promotion.
Very
of it.
Good, yeah.
So you have to be aware of that, but is the repetition, and if it sounds good for you, you keep repeating. Merit, you want to say something?
I'm wondering about the placement of the word online, because they're not online leaders. So how about learning leaders online roundtable?
Or just learning leaders roundtable.
Yeah, you don't even have to say online.
Yeah.
And that is LLR.
I like that.
My learning, and imagine, because in the future, maybe you can do even a live learning leaders roundtable.
That's crazy. That's awesome. I like it.
There's another word that might be helpful, learning thought leaders. Roundtable.
Yes, or but I because the thought leader is a very overused concept. I will keep it learning leaders roundtable, just because it's easier to say it. Learning
also,
leaders roundtable.
Also, she's not trying to bring in people who are thought leaders. These are people who work inside organizations mm-hmm. and are responsible for learning and development.
Yeah, and they are on the trenches, kind of, so to speak. So, okay, with that,
I'm going to be the thought leader.
So, learning leaders roundtable, love it. I'm sorry you are unable to join yesterday to my learning leaders roundtable, LLR. We had a great conversation about some of the best practice organizations are using to extend their leadership development, learning beyond the traditional classroom. Below, you will find a link to the recording of the session. I hope you'll find this session as informative as we did. Click here to the link. If you put, okay, we can discuss the time limiting, and then you, so the paragraph and here you can send this to the 9 people without personalization because you don't know much more about them.
Yeah.
You can still do the ask for the, I would love, I know that you are, and you can tailor a little bit in the sense of saying something.
I could use Meredith's.
Yes. I would like to learn more about what works and not work in your organization.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I have a suggestion for the opening, because I'm sorry sounds kind of apologetic.
Yes.
And
yes, right.
And how about I missed you? Missed you, or we missed you at...
I like it.
My... And that makes it shorter too.
Yeah. Yeah, something.
You just say, we missed you yesterday. Yeah. At.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Good. Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you, Washi.
Tell me.
Don't be wishy-washy.
Correct. And it's incredible, the power of mastermind that more adds together that of the sorry had escaped me totally, and is a very important one. Okay, so now the question of what to do with the other ones. So the 380 ones that you connect first and didn't reply.
Yeah.
if you send, so there is really two, you can send a very similar thing. I will keep them in two separate groups, their RSVPs and that didn't came and the other group, just to be able to track the stats differently. But you could literally send the same email.
Really? To the 400?
Yes. You are going to get some people piss off. Oh, I didn't say yes. But you can get some yeses and some people on the thing because they just got busy with other stuff and that went down in their inbox. So that
is the
big net approach. You are going to get, but people that are not interested, they will say, please unsubscribing from, or you can put a PS if you are not interested to receive that. Just reply and subscribe on the email.
Right.
And I will not. I will take you off the. So you can put a PS saying I send this list to this type of communication whenever I do this kind of things. That was a list once a month or every couple of months. But if you don't wish to for me to send you this information, just say it on. Just reply to this email with that.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah. So that I could add something there, Julie. You are, if you're using Mailshake, there's no unsubscribe button on that, right?
There is. Yep. You can
Okay. For some reason, I thought it didn't have the footer that other.
It's not like an email subscriber one, but sometimes now, if, for instance, for Canada, even if you are say you, so I'm not so familiar with Mailshake, but I will.
There's a field you can add the unsubscribe.
Okay. I'm just thinking I would hesitate to use unsubscribe.
Because they never subscribed to send.
Right. They never signed up. And so they could report you for spam I don't know.
I will
read it differently. You can say
it's also run off my alternate email address.
Yeah, but even like that, because it's from the same IP, it's from your same IP address of your computer, and it's always, you can just rephrase that. I send this type of updates. If you wish not to receive them, just reply to email saying, please, no more updates.
Yeah.
You can rephrase it.
Okay.
So, and that is the easier way. And then you compare, and you are, if you get a lot of people say, why do you dare to send me this email that I didn't request? Then in less time, next time you can only send, for instance, to people that didn't open because they were not aware of it.
Yeah.
So there are different ways of doing it. But for now, to keep things simple, I will say very personalized for people that were there, the bodies in the room. Really personalize, and that is the hot that you have to focus on follow up, and then more or less the same or even the same template for the other groups, but send them separately to have the stats separately. Makes sense?
Thank you very much. Yes, this has been fantastic.
Love it. And hopefully everybody took some nuggets of information. So this follow-up is so, so important. We put so much work on this type of events. We put so much work of going to a conference. And usually where we leave the money on the table is that we don't do the follow-up. So thank you for giving us this opportunity to work in this so, so important team. And now let me go to Paul. And I don't see any hands up. So let's focus all our masterminds here to help Paul. So how can we help you?
Okay, I sent a message to the mentoring site on Monday.
In LinkedIn?
Yes. Now on More Clients, More Fun, your mentoring program.
As it's to the concierge or the questions?
To the questions.
Questions, and the Juan didn't reply you?
No.
Because she's the one monitoring that email. But repeat the question, we will help you here.
Okay, it's a long question, so you probably need to go to the site.
Or can you share the email here? I can go to that email, but takes me some work. to go to their email.
Well, it'll probably take me more work.
Okay, so I will do it. We'll pay. I will make it work here. So let me just think for a moment because I'm not monitoring that address anymore. So, but I can make it happen. Gmail. I want to go mail here. So not here, Gmail of questions. And so if you send to questions of more clients, and I have them here, and I will find you, Paul. HR Partners One, Earthlink. Do you think that was that one? No. From which email address did you send? Do you remember?
Yeah, it was from HR Partners One.
Because the last communication that I find here is from February 16.
Now, this was sent Monday to the More Clients, More Fun mentoring group.
Ah, in Facebook?
No.
Mentoring groups. So we took, if it was questions at moreclientsmorefun.com or was another email address?
I have the link as the More Clients, More Fun mentoring group.
But that is not an email address. That is where I'm getting confused. Can you show me to see? Can you share your screen and maybe I can go can check it there?
Let's see. I don't know how to get to the...
To share the screen, you go below the video, you see like a green box with a arrow. Yes, you are doing it. You are doing it. Okay, now I see it. So you can close this tab of Zoom. That will not take you out of Zoom. The one that is in Safari here. And you go to the group. Okay.
Oh, I found it, Anna. You know what? In the More Clients membership area, you have a link that people can click on, and it's the LinkedIn group.
There it is.
Yeah, the LinkedIn group is called the Mentoring Program.
Okay, so now I understand. So it's not an email, it's the link, and then you wrote here. That is where was my confusion.
Correct.
So, sorry about that. So go there, show more.
I got it.
So is the waterfall, you are now, let me just get the context. You are doing the waterfall technique.
I sent my first waterfall email on Monday, April 9th, and you see the response that I got. It's at 46, 38% opened. I got one reply from a company president confirming that two of the other executives on the waterfall list with the right people contact, I get zero other replies.
Okay, so but give a moment. So I send out my first waterfall appropriate person Monday. Okay, I see there. So you send to 46 people.
Correct.
So how many organizations are here?
I think 7 or 8.
Yeah, so you send to, so you are following the training model. So you identify the organization, you find the decision makers that you think the person that you think that will be the person that will be the ideal contact for you, somebody at the same level, a couple of people above him or her.
Yeah.
Correct?
I did it a little bit differently because the first time I went to Sales Navigator with 5 or 6 companies, nobody was listed on sales on LinkedIn.
Yes.
So I went to find senior VPs of HR.
Okay.
Sent that list to Penny, and she found the chief executive person that they reported to and two peers and sent me their email addresses. And pretty did a good job very quickly.
Okay. So let me repeat that because that is important detail. So you didn't find all the right people on the LinkedIn directory. So
I found none. Oh. I went to the companies that I selected in my local geographic area that I wanted to do the waterfall technique.
Mm-hmm.
Not one executive of those companies was listed on LinkedIn.
Okay.
So I changed the tactic and I said, let me find senior VPs of HR first.
Okay.
That list the companies that I wanted to send the waterfall to.
And those people were in LinkedIn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then I sent that list to Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
She found the person that the chief HRO sent to, reported to, and two peers.
Perfect.
She did a really good job at that.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And you had the waterfall email was reviewed two sessions ago by this group.
Perfect.
So help.
Yes. Okay. So I'm asking all these details because we want to see. So you identify the people not through LinkedIn, but to the HR. They found the people you thought that were the right positions.
Correct.
You send 46 out, 38% open, one reply from the company president. That was it's the type of reply that we want, confirming the two other executives were the right people to contact.
Yes.
First follow-up, 39, second follow-up, 48. The ones that you send the email, you CC, you didn't CC nobody, you send them as independent emails?
Yes.
And this one that reply, the president, did you contact what you did with this one?
I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, because you should thank him. Thank you so much. And on that, so you reply him saying, thank you so much to confirm this. And on that email, you want to also put the other two people there because you want to see, you want them to see that the president said, these are the people for you to speak with. And you propose now, because the boss told them, okay, these are the people to speak. It's like saying, yes, you should speak. Now go and tell them, can we have a short conversation?
Thank you. I thought about that, but I couldn't figure out exactly how to do it. That's good advice.
That way, because you have to bring them to their attention. In this case, we won't put them in the same email because you want them to have the nudge from the boss to speak with you. And maybe from the two people, start do one on one. What will be your favorite to connect? He said, okay, these are the two people to speak. By their positions, you can have a favorite. So yes. First, reply to the boss, including your favorite there, and asking a time to speak. If there is silence, you always can go to the second favorite.
Okay.
And did Preeti also in the spreadsheet put the phone numbers?
She couldn't find them. She doesn't have an algorithm to find phone numbers.
Okay, but did you try to look after you have the names? Did you find their profile on LinkedIn?
Most of them don't have a profile.
Oh, even after the name, they are just don't have. These are smaller type companies, correct? Yep.
They're larger companies.
Larger companies. That is surprising. Because sometimes larger companies, what they have, they just automatically create a LinkedIn page to their, and people have more than a LinkedIn page. That sometimes is the problem. But you can find the phone of the company. What is the positions that we are speaking here? That you like?
Yeah, the target is the top HR person. And I sent to the president and probably to operating vice presidents in charge of operations.
Yeah, VP of operations. So they will probably already have several gatekeepers. So you, because if you phone to the general number, if it's a small company, you could get a decision maker, but in big company, not really.
That's been my experience so far.
So I will try, and in the email that this president replied, there is any contact information there?
No.
No, just his name.
Yep.
But so do now, this is the, because this is the reply that we want. Somebody, the boss saying, speak with this person.
Right.
this is what we are after. And now we have to follow up from there. I was trying to see what will be a way of getting their phone information. If they are not LinkedIn, it's difficult. Sometimes in their website, they will have a board of directors that at least you can get a little bit more information about them. You can also Google their name with the name of the company, see if they show up in the news.
Okay.
Just to try to gather a little bit more information. These are locals, correct? This is in your geographical area.
In state, yes.
Yeah. Do you have, where are you based?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. So you will have a business journal there.
Yes.
So you are not a subscriber to the business journal.
I'm a member of two business associations.
No, I'm telling the business journal. Let me just give me a moment. I will show you why. One moment.
Okay.
While she's grabbing that, Paul, one thing you might want to
do. Most business journals in the U.S. are part of the same company, and they publish what is called the Book of Lists. Even if you are not a subscriber of the business journal, I probably in your network you have somebody that is. And somebody that is usually also have the online subscription and have access to this online. Because this really, if they are a certain size company, you have local companies list here of all types of kind of by industry, by size, by growing, the best place to work. And in some of cases, you'll have typically, you'll have, for instance, top local executives and a name there. And there is the general address for the company with the general phone number. But it's like a directory that you also can use that can be very powerful.
Okay, I will research and find out as much as I can about the...
The Book of Lists.
A company that responded, yes.
And then, as more information, and in the media there, if there is any way of researching, for instance, I'm going to do the screen, another way of, and then I will come back. So now I want to, because you have one hot lead that you want to take advantage. So go deep there. Right. And now then we go to the other questions. Okay, so I want to give you more tips on Google search.
Hey, Anna, can I just jump
yes.
in here real quick?
Please.
One suggestion I have for you, Paul, is as you're looking at your copy in your waterfall where it says, I have developed a proprietary process, people don't know what that is. And they might not know, like, what pain does your process solve?
Okay.
So you might want to I don't know exactly what you do, but... you might want to rewrite that paragraph and the one right below it and have it go to the customer's pain, you know, that HR leader's pain.
Yep.
Around their managers and employees not having that mindset of continuous improvement.
Yeah, what I do is basically the process is a performance management process that... when I first started my business, I decided I was going to devote a quarter of my time to an area of human resources that I thought needed work. And I picked performance reviews because they're generally very negative. Bosses hate to give them.
Yep.
Employees hate to get them because they generally review of past screw-ups.
Yep. So
my process flips the paradigm around and puts the onus on the employee to set their own goals, and more importantly, I teach them how to measure their performance, both in terms of quantity of work, quality of work, and timeliness. So it's a much more objective process than most. That's one differentiator. The other is that since it's employee-focused, it ensures the employee buying in to the goals and the objectives.
Yeah.
So it's a employee participation method also, but... Yeah. unlike the previous ones of style suggestion boxes or quality circles, this one is focused on improving the performance of the company.
Yeah, but what you said in this last minute, even for me that I'm not in a company in that position, is much more juicy and interesting than what you have there.
That's the advice I was looking for, because I was hoping to get more replies.
Yes, and now you should get more replies, but I just want you to take advantage of the reply that you got first. The numbers indicate that they are not resonating with the message enough to reply, because you are not hitting, usually that happens because you are not putting the finger on the pain point. And this of the performance review, if you say that I specialize or I have 10 plus years or 20 plus years experience, but you have to put it in a way that is not that they don't feel that you are selling them. Mm-hmm. So try to write that and bring here to the group, or even tag me if it's LinkedIn, please tag me there. Even if you put something, nobody reply you in 24, 48 hours, write us a comment, Joanne or Anna, I would like a feedback about the copy above.
Okay.
And if you can say, okay, something like, I have more than 20 plus years, so let's say I'm right in the hopes of finding the appropriate person who handles perfect management for the company. I also write 222. Many companies struggle with performance reviews. And they don't find performance reviews are hated by the manager and the download, whatever. Start with the pain. How can you put that? Performance reviews are nobody loves performance reviews, or everybody hates performance reviews. And
I actually have an article on that on my LinkedIn profile.
Okay. Can you? Because that paragraph is the key paragraph.
Yes.
And I think it's the one that needs. So let me see. Let me keep. I use an objective quantitative measure, reduce performance review subjectivity, and makes the next review cycle much quicker and easier.
Yes.
I also build a culture of continuous improvement. I use a quantitative and qualitative measure, reduce performance review subjectivity, and makes the next. Because it has to be that idea that you have there in the second paragraph, if you can put it more vivid, that can be the first, you can put that two paragraphs together, starting with that vivid thing, this is what I do, and the experience that you have, and then make sense to talk.
I have another question regarding my target market.
Okay, go ahead.
Since we're talking about performance management and improving the techniques, I believe that small to mid-sized companies are the ones that have the greater pain. Larger companies generally have a more subjective performance review process. Now, I know that goes counter to Paul's advice to focus on large companies, because that's where the money is. But what do you think about a revised waterfall technique, but with smaller and mid-sized companies?
The advantage of small, mid-sized companies, you are going to easier to access the decision makers.
Yeah.
Yes, they have more limited budgets, but they don't have so many layers. So it's easier to. So in these things, the only way that we really know is by testing.
Yeah.
But I first will work the copy, because I think the pain point is the same.
Got it.
Yes, and really try to get this, because here you also have the companies divided by income, by the revenue that they generate.
Yes.
John was, I didn't saw all the comments that are going on the chat, but one now pulls up in my mind. I know that some people have to leave now because it's the top of the hour. I will stay a little bit more here with Paul just to make sure that I answer all these questions. But if people have to leave, thank you for being here. I always appreciate, and we will be here next week. But now,
may I just say something, because I'm one that needs to leave. I wanted to encourage Paul to save the chat. Paul, do you know how to do that?
Nope.
Okay. Over in the bottom right corner, do you have the chat window pulled up?
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to the bottom right where it says more and you click the down arrow.
I see. Save chat.
Then click save chat, and that'll save it to a Zoom folder on your documents folder. And you can go back and review some of the suggestions, because I think using the word performance reviews instead of performance management right in your opening sentence might help focus it, because you really don't talk about performance review until later on. And I think if you can just strive to make it more conversational, and as people suggested here, you know, what's the pain they have? And even say a dramatic sentence like, you know, managers and employees alike hate performance reviews or traditional performance reviews, and for a good reason, you know, and then you list some of the reasons and the pain that it causes the companies, and then that you have an alternative approach.
Yeah.
And not selling it, but, you know, if you'd like to hear about what that is, then you can say a conversation would make sense. So keeping it short, but then naming some of the companies you've helped as a part of that.
And also link into your article too, Paul.
No, not in the waterfall. In other
not
things,
in the waterfall,
yes,
okay.
Not but, in the waterfall.
So, but the point I was, the thing I was going to ask here, and as I'm listening to this conversation, and that's fine about linking to the article, but what about, you know, just an approach? You've got these, you know, these things are happening here, and using some of what just Meredith said, but turning it into more of a research question. You're wanting to talk to somebody to get more information, rather than trying to sell something up front, to start the conversation. Yes. What you want to do is start the conversation.
That's so,
and mm-hmm. rather than trying to get away, you know, just making it sound like you're trying to sell them something, you're trying to get more information. You're trying to find more data. You would like to know what they have, what their experience has been, what they found, and then you can turn that. That's a slightly different approach that I would wonder if you might consider.
And that can work. So it's the point of you thinking, if I was doing a research, how I language that, and this less salesy, I like that. And we always have to keep in mind that in the waterfall technique, we want to find the appropriate person to speak. We want the person to say, I'm the one, or this is the one to be speaking with.
Yeah. So who in the organization would know about that, would have an interest in it, right?
And
yeah.
Even in the reply to this president that of the company that confirmed reframe the pain point in this language that we are discussing here. So I love the John's suggestion and Meredith's suggestion. So I'm writing to you in the hopes of finding the appropriate person who handles performance review management for X. I also wrote to so-and-so and so in this regard. I have, and is this, if you cool these two other paragraphs, put just one and start with the pain point, this could be, I think you are going to start to get more people engaging with you. And there is a learning curve on this. And the good thing, keep this list that you send of this, how many you send out, 46. If you send this again in 6 months with the new copy that is working, they will, maybe we have to tweak the subject line, but it's okay to send it again in 3 to 6 months from now. They receive so many emails that they are not going to remember.
Right.
So keep on it and let's tweak this to make it work.
Thank you. You've been very helpful.
Okay, everybody. So any wrap up, any takeaway? So my personal takeaway is that it's really amazing to bring all the masterminds here together to help each other. So I hope to see you all next week at the same time here. Bye for now.
Thanks, Anna.
Thanks. Bye-bye.